brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our traitorous president is right outside Ottawa. Monticello up there, violating everyone's freedom and liberties with the troops out there, blocking anyone from getting into the internal sector. The 18-mile control perimeter, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be attempting to go through the picket line in 1 hour from now, live on this broadcast from his rental car. He has multiple press passes, best-selling author, writes for a publication that has at least 12 million readers per month, WorldNet Daily. They have refused him even a pass to get within the city itself in Montebello. Unprecedented, and even if you get press passes, there is just two little press conferences that you're allowed to attend where they come out of the secret meetings and then shovel propaganda on you. So that's coming up in the next hour. Then in the third hour, James Ari, who is the lawyer for the victims' families who are calling for a new investigation and saying there could be a cover-up in what really happened on the London bombings 2 years ago in July. So that is coming up. And I want to give you a chance to respond to the high treason of President Bush, of the Prime Minister of Canada, and the Mexican President up there engaging in their attempt to set up the North American Union at 1-800-259-9231. Dean has, after going narrowly missing Jamaica, has now turned with more of a southerly course into the Yucatan Peninsula and is now reportedly going to be going into the mainland of Mexico. They're off of its eastern coastline. Not good for the Mexicans, but very good for Texans and Louisianans who've had a little bit too much fun with hurricanes the last few years. So that is certainly good news for us here in the States. And the area of Mexico it's scheduled to slam into in the next day is also not very populated compared to Houston, New Orleans. But I'm already getting off into being a weatherman. The point is also crude oil prices dropped substantively. So did natural gas today on news that it wasn't going to be barreling through the middle of the Gulf, wrecking the extraction centers that then pump it to Houston for refining, both the natural gas and, of course, the crude oil off the seafloor. So that is certainly some good news there. And I'll be honest with you, I'm scheduled to take the children down to the beach for a couple days this weekend. And, of course, a hurricane appeared out of nowhere to ruin that, Murphy's Law. But now it looks like that is not the case. So that certainly is some good news. We have finished Endgame. I left here at about 11 o'clock last night. And they were having trouble printing it because when you make something in HD, it just creates all sorts of new problems without, you know, having any audio drops or any video drops, any little tiny bumps. And I just pulled up 10 minutes before showtime. I got ready at my house. And there was Aaron Dykes printing copies. They finally got a good copy printed just a few minutes ago, starting another direct dump onto the DVC Pro deck. Because the first DVD we're putting out is not going to be high definition. Most people don't have that. So we're printing it DVC Pro to be put on DVD and HD. I guess HD is the... it doesn't matter. The point is, this sucker is done. Now I got to build a website for it, do the cover, do a write-up on it. I always make the film and don't promote it. That's the problem. I'm trying to follow through on this one. Too much work on it. But these are good men, Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson. They really have deserve incredible credit on Endgame. Over and above the Call of Duty.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Connie Fogel, Canadian Action Party, there on the ground in Canada. We'll be popping in later in the second hour. So will Dr. Jerome Corsi. There in the police state cordon, he will be joining us from the ground, either in Ottawa, but if he's able to make it across the bridge there and get into the French area, the French sector in Montebello, Quebec, then we will be able to get a report up close. But the police state is so egregious that we're not sure if he'll make it through. It has been confirmed that they are randomly stopping people, searching them. There are police, there are military, there are Royal Mounted Police, there are helicopters. It is just a huge spectacle as the leaders meet in secret. But last year we were able to get through FOIA request and then a lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch to force the issue, the documents. And I know I parrot this continually, but it's a big deal. We got the smoking gun documents, hundreds and hundreds of pages. I read them all. It's in Endgame. It's in the late, great USA, and they say, secret stealth approach to North American integration. North American integration of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. That is the North American Union. And then Pastor in the CFR writes up the plan that was adopted towards a North American community, just like they first called the EU, the European Community. You see, first it was an economic trade deal, then a community, then European Union. And you'd think they were around just since 2000 when the world was told, okay, we're a union. But just this year, they had the 50th anniversary to celebrate 1957 and the Treaty of Rome, signed in secret, which just 2 years ago got released, and the architect of its memoirs are now out, and they talk about how they kept it secret from the people and how they set it up. But everything now is accelerated. Now, the European Union really started in 49 with the Treaty of London, headed up by Sir Winston Churchill, but it didn't get codified in secret, you know, to be a true union until 57 with the Treaty of Rome. But still, and I actually read the Treaty of Rome. It's hundreds of pages long. Why don't you go read it? I'm challenging you to. And then go read the memoirs of those that put it together. And then the media has the nerve to say it doesn't exist. In fact, I will go over this today. I didn't have time on the two-hour show yesterday. I do on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Big article by this R.G. Ratcliffe, front page of the Houston Chronicle, the big paper here in Texas, front page of their website, and he opened it up saying, black helicopters, Illuminati, and the North American Union. And it was just a big joke. Oh, we believe it exists. We're crazy. But he does at least admit the Bilderberg Group is real and that Perry went to it and it was secret. But he says, oh, that's really no big deal. Well, I challenge people to remember Rush Limbaugh, the New York Times, all of them, saying 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, Bilderberg doesn't exist. It's a code word for racism. They have government training manuals and ADL manuals and Southern Poverty Law Center manuals that say, if you hear the word Bilderberg, it's code for white supremacy. And then so you're like, no, no, Bilderberg runs the planet. Please, I'm warning you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We've even got videos of cops pulling people over and they find literature about it, and they go, look, they've got it. It says here, Posse Common taught us. That's that code for racism. And then now we can play newscast. And the government's now gotten rid of Posse Common taught us, and we'll use the military against the people. No, it was a law. It's Latin. Dealing with the posse. Restrictions on federal posses. A posse is a group. It's a militia. You go to its root. I'm no student of Latin. Be sure and double check that. I'm going from memory. But the point is, we know what a posse is. Here's just some of the news. This is AP today. Bush seeks to boost Canada-Mexico ties. Well, I thought with NAFTA back in 94, we did free trade, open borders. And we've seen the jobs disappear, great sucking sound, just as we were told. Well, what's the new tie? Well, it's military regulations, it's taxing, it's legalism. I mean, I've got news here where they just finally opened the roads up to the trucks. They've already been here for years, but now it's like unlimited. Bush seeks to boost Canada-Mexico ties. President Bush, tending to relationships with two border nations, will try to give a boost money to his partnerships with the like-minded leaders of Canada and Mexico. You know, they tried to get NAFTA through as a treaty, but you had to have two-thirds, so they just said, well, we'll have a new kind of treaty that we call a partnership, the NAFTA Agreement Partnership. And it's got the power of a treaty, but it's not a treaty. See, it's all color of law now. Oh, we say we're going to take you to jail with no due process. We say we're going to take your children if they don't take vaccines. There's no law, but we got guns. We say. Rob, here at the office, got no ticket. But they took down his info. He just got a... because he argued with a cop. He just got a points ticket, but it's not a ticket. No judge, no jury, no court, no recourse. It says $250 for not having insurance. I don't know. It's out there in the office. It says no insurance or... oh, yeah. No insurance or driving with a suspended license. It's a form letter. It says you either did this or you either did that. There's no number. There's no nothing. It's pay up or we turn your driver's license off. And in the future, you're not going to live without that because you're going to be swiping that federal ID. That's what it is, standardized, to buy and sell. Why? Because Neil Bortz is telling you you need a national sales tax. But it's going to be graduated. For people that make less than 15 grand a year, you're not going to pay any tax on that. Heaven help us. Heaven help us. But I'm already digressing. It's just complete color of law, complete lawlessness now. The dam has broken, ladies and gentlemen. I have two articles today of them CPSing children that didn't take vaccines. No law. I had a call yesterday on the radio about it. It's just hell has been released. Bush seeks to boost Canada-Mexico ties. Bush's two-day summit with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, Bilderberg member, I would add, and Mexican President Felipe Calderon is the third of its kind during his presidency. Each has been meant to bolster an evolving compact dubbed the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. Oh, a compact! Like the Magna Carta, or the Louisiana Purchase was a compact. See, that's a compact! It means something. But then when you resist it, they say it doesn't exist. And that is a military tactic, because even if you know they're lying, it still takes you back. It's like you catch somebody robbing your house, and they just smile at you, and you start pushing them, saying, hey, stop, I call the police. And they're like, hello, friend, and start trying to kiss you. It would throw you off. Or they started like acting like a clown, going, getting in their car and driving off. You'd probably just stand back and go, you're weird. We have all their documents, all their admissions, they're doing it, and they just go, doesn't exist. And then they announce it exists, and then you go, well, I don't want it, and you go, doesn't exist. Just like amnesty. I know a lot of conservatives are still fooled. I hear them on talk radio going, well, it was kind of an amnesty. Go read the bill, you lazy people. It was 5-year no income tax pardon. It was aggravated MS-13. It's even said aggravated felons are instantly legalized. I mean, you can't make this type stuff up. It was 50 times worse than amnesty. You can't even get conservatives or the general public to admit it's amnesty because they cannot believe the lie. I get calls, emails every day. Well, is it really amnesty? Are you making that up? I just read the subsections of the bill about 50 times here on air. I just read the bill. Senator Sessions put it out, leaked it when he wasn't supposed to. Let me give you a tip. When they tell you a bill is secret and to just trust them, you better cover your hind end because they're going to try something. Look, I'm already digressing. I just can't handle it anymore. It's to the point of where they're mailing people demands for money when there's no ticket. It's getting to the point where they're grabbing children everywhere when there's no law. It's getting to the point where I hear these radio ads all over the place going, you were getting tough with checkpoints to stop your drinking and to look for drugs and guns. We're cracking down on you. And huge billboards of cops staring at you like it's Big Brother. And then I got mayors on video going, well, we don't arrest illegals for DWIs. I got AP where they don't have to have any ID for bank loans. And the cops all admit it's true, and they just tell us, well, doesn't matter, I've been told to enforce on you. I mean, again, it's completely lawless, and I'm sick of it. I'm already digressing. When we get back, I'm going to cover what's happening up in Canada. Congress tells Bush back off of SPP agenda. Lawmakers' letter warns stealth effort to harmonize could undermine security. 22 members of the House of Representatives, 21 Republicans and a Democrat, are urging President Bush to back off his North American integration efforts when he attends the third summit meeting on the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America right now in Montebello, Quebec. They make it clear that continuing any such agenda to this point would be disregarding growing apprehension in Congress about the plans. Bush's answer doesn't exist. We're going to come back, cover this article and a lot more, and take your calls. Stay with me.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
22 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, Republicans and Democrats, are urging President Bush to back off his North American integration efforts when he attends the third summit meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America going on right now in Montebello, Quebec. By the way, Dr. Corsi was able to get press credentials now under massive pressure into the security cordon. And he is going to be driving over back through the security cordon when he joins us in about 37 minutes from now. Connie Fogel will also be joining us. She's trying to get to the security cordon. Art Hammond will be also popping in. He's recommended by Dr. Corsi as well to give us a report on what's going on up there. We're going to come back in the next segment and take your calls on this. High treason is being committed, but it's being committed everywhere. I mean, they've gotten rid of Posse Comitatus. Now, it doesn't mean it's really gone. They can claim that they're dictators in God, and they can have the Attorney General write memos saying that, but that isn't the case. They can claim the Fourth Amendment's gone. They can claim the Pentagon can spy on the American people. They can claim that they can steal $4 trillion from the Pentagon. They can claim that they can attack sovereign innocent nations. They can claim that they can arrest you for your speech or ban free speech. But that isn't the case. We're going to stand up and confront them and stand in the way, ladies and gentlemen, and we are doing that. And their approval ratings and their poll numbers continue to fall like a falling star to earth. They are on fire. They are falling apart. And they arrogantly, filled with hubris and false bravado, continue to move forward against us. And I say, good. Show everybody exactly who and what you are. They made it clear, that is Congress did, that continuing any such agenda at this point would be disregarding growing apprehension in Congress about the plans. As you travel to Montebello, Canada, later this month for a summit with your Canadian and Mexican counterparts, we want you to be aware of serious and growing concerns in the U.S. Congress about the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership you launched with these nations in 2005, ordering the bureaucracies, I would add, outside of congressional oversight or control, executive, fiat, to merge their operations. That's what's happening, to standardize their operations. The letter continues, while the letter's authors express their support for the president's desire to promote good relations with our neighbors to the north and south, they are worried about the secretive manner in which SPP is being conducted and concerned it may actually undermine our security and sovereignty. Well, that little criminal, James Woolsey, who runs the think tank calling for Bush to be made dictator and for them to arrest everyone that disagrees with him and to attack and, quote, nuke the Arabs for genocide. I mean, he was basically running the meeting for NORTHCOM last year. We got the sub-minutes. For instance, the letters said, measures that would make it easier to move goods and people across the borders could have the effect of further weakening the country's ability to secure its frontiers and preventing illegal immigration. Yeah, the Congress, the people, don't want Mexican trucks. Through NAFTA and the executive, they just do it. We don't want to use our tax money to build the Mexican roads and ports. They just do it through NAFTA and GATT. They just do all this. The letter also cited documents obtained by Judicial Watch and the Freedom Information Act request that suggest such secretiveness seems not to be accidental. Walnut Daily was among the first news organizations to obtain and publish the agenda and the list of attendees for a secret North American Union forum. Yeah, no one even knew this was happening. The press wasn't even told. Held at the Fairmount Banff Springs Hotel in Banff, Alberta, Canada, from September 12th to the 14th, 2006. The meeting was closed to the press, and the documents obtained were marked internal documents not for public release. And those are just the baseline minutes that say secret of, you know, we got to get a carbon tax. We got to, I mean, these people aren't playing games. Judicial Watch also used a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain a set of notes from the Pentagon attendees at the secret Banff meeting. One particular disturbing comment was noted in the official conference records of the speeches given, as recorded in the rapporteur notes obtained by the Judicial Watch FOIA request in Section 6 of the conference entitled Border Infrastructure and Continental Prosperity. The report summarized as follows. And it goes into Mexican troops on U.S. soil. That's all an endgame. To what degree does the concept North America help or hinder solving problems between three countries? And it gets into that. We're going to come back, get to your calls, get more into this. We've got economic news, news on the hurricane, news on the Iran front, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net are just two of the websites.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Don't mess with my babies. Don't drop a bomb on my street. And I'll be real nice to you. But the government is the greatest threat to our children. They kidnap the most of them. They statistically are the most dangerous to our children. They did attack us on 9/11. They staged many other events on us. They have dropped a bomb on our street. And they are our enemies. We didn't draw first blood. They've got to be dealt with, they've got to be responded to, they've got to be exposed. You have these degenerate criminals meeting up there, but their protests begin ahead of Montebello's summit. Hundreds of activists rallied on Parliament Hill there in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, just a few miles away from the summit, to protest the secretive nature of the upcoming summit in Montebello, Quebec, involving North America's three political leaders. And this just came out today. However, their agenda extended beyond those talks to issues as diverse as climate change and the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah, they come out little public speeches for a few minutes each day for the press that's even allowed inside the 18-mile security cordon. Another report here, and these are mainstream reports that you can read up on PrisonPlanet.com. We've got continual coverage there on all of these areas of the site. Partnership viewed as threat to sovereignty, a coalition of Canadian, American, and Mexican energy workers, unions, and nine lobbying groups yesterday denounced the Security and Prosperity Partnership discussed by leaders of the three countries in Montebello as a threat to each nation's energy sovereignty. And then it goes through. See, the hoax hasn't worked first saying SPP didn't exist. Then we caught them having a secret meeting. Remember, first it didn't exist. Then, okay, it exists, but then they had a public meeting earlier this year, but just for the public. Most of it was secret. And even Rice said we're integrating the three areas, we're all in one region. In the public press conference, she couldn't shut her mouth. Then we got more documents on them, and we know what it is. They can't get the Parliament or the Congresses to pass the end of our countries, so they just say, okay, executive fiat. It's real simple. Real simple. And then the people say, hey, we don't like that. Congress says they don't like it. And the president just says it doesn't exist. But I'll assure you, the highways they're building and Perry going to the Bilderberg Group and the Mexican troops doing cross-training and the Canadians and the state police from Texas running checkpoints for the last year off and on all over Canada in major newspapers, that's real, folks. All right, let's just go to some of your phone calls right now. Oh, yeah, programmed up before I do that. I haven't really plugged this properly, but if you want to see Endgame, there's one way to see it. And that's in the theater. And it's going to be shown 5 times, and 5 times only until it comes out on DVD. And that is in mid-October. It's done now. We got to finish the website, the cover, the rest of it, get it off. But we are going to be showing it the 4th, 5th, and 6th in Austin, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. It only holds 230 people. They got food and drinks. I mean, it's full-service luxury theater, folks. That's the only way to describe it. They don't call it that. It's down-to-earth and friendly folks, but it's Texas luxury. I mean, they got steaks, hamburgers, everything. It's ridiculous. I mean, once you've gone to and been to a theater like this, the other ones, they're worthless. But side issue. It's going to be a single showing, the 4th, 5th, and 6th at 7 o'clock. And then I come back from New York on the 17th. It's going to be shown one more time at the Alamo, and that is it. And then they've been asking for it. There might be a run in October for like a week at their theaters. I mean, I could put this in theaters around the country. It's just all the legwork involved, if it isn't through a major film distributor, is just next to impossible. I mean, I could four-wall it in hundreds of theaters around the country, but then I'd have to have people there to do it, or it would be a disaster. You got to individually rent them, individually be there, individually somehow promote it. If it doesn't work, you're bankrupt. So we're not doing that. It's going to be shown a few places around the country, New York and Austin, and that's it. It's going to come out on DVD. So if you want to see it in Austin, you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. At the top of PrisonPlanet.com, there is a banner, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And you can buy tickets for the 4th, 5th, 6th, or 17th. And they always sell out, and people always get upset and say, I wish I'd have got tickets. Get your tickets now online, or if you live in Austin, drive by South Lamar, buy them at the door now. Bring your friends and family. This film dwarfs anything I've ever made. I mean, and Terror Storm was better than anything I'd ever made. We just exponentially get better here. I keep saying 14 months. I've been saying that for the last 2 months. 16 months in the making. 16 months in the making. I mean, I'll probably never even make my money back on this. This is a love of this is a love affair thing. And so it's powerful. So I hope that you will come to it. They're also showing it on the 9th. I don't have all the details on that. It's at wearechange.org in New York City. So you can also come see it there. Now, there's one more little caveat, and I will go to your calls. Bill just hung up. Bill from Tennessee, call back in if you're able to. I'll go to you first. I don't like somebody holding for 30 minutes and not getting on. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get there by here in a minute. There's a double feature on the 4th. What is that, a Monday? There is a double feature at the Alamo. I'm going to show the second edition of Terror Storm one last time. Showed it three times. No, I showed it one time. It's all I've shown in Austin one time. This will be the last time. Should be the last time. And so you're going to first see Endgame and then the new Terror Storm. 5 hours total. Quite a double feature. But I'll be there speaking in all of them. Okay, I'm done talking about that. Bill in Tennessee is gone, so we'll go to Michael in Alabama. Thanks for holding, Michael.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Great. I have some good news, and I need to vent for a second. I went to the Alabama straw poll, and Ron Paul won with 81% of the vote. It was like a huge Ron Paul rally.
That's right. We've got an article coming out later today. He won in New Hampshire. He won in Alabama. He won in Illinois, and the media is not covering it.
I can't stand it. Every time that I listen to Mark, and listen, that guy who called in the other day about Mark Levin, that's serious. This guy is trying to stonewall Ron Paul, and he's trying to encourage people to call him and tell him he can't win, and we need to plug him up. I mean, these guys.
Well, this is some nobody talk show host. He's syndicated by ABC, isn't he?
I'm not sure. I listened to him. He's on after Hannity on the AM station I listen to.
Yeah, I mean, so what? You've got, look, all he's doing is destroying his show. But, that's why, look, Limbaugh's ratings are plunging. Bortz's ratings are plunging. And I heard Bortz attacking Bush, though, for 30 minutes this morning, so he's finally getting wise. Hannity is plunging. They're all, and I'm not just saying that. Listen, whereas Prison Planet has gotten bigger, Limbaugh a year ago was rated number 4,000 on the web. Okay, a WorldNet Daily is like 1,000. Guess what Limbaugh is now? 40-something thousand on Alexa last time I checked. Guess what Sean Hannity is? Same thing.
Growing. Really?
Oh, no. What did he tell you that?
Oh, yeah,
the guy's a congenital liar.
I'll tell you what, though.
That's an America-hating piece of filth, fake conservative.
I can't stand him. Every time I...
He's a sniveling, good boy, fake act, acts like he likes his listeners. You're a great American. That guy wants one thing. And
he's a goose-stepping fascist. He's leading us to the
He's a punk. End. He's not even a fascist. He's just a punk.
I can't believe he believes
listen,
it.
Listen, go ahead and tell the listeners what the traitor Levin is doing.
Levin, he's putting on his website and on his radio, he's been putting out alerts to people to call up the Ron Paul headquarters. They give him the number for the headquarters and say, tell this guy he's not going to win. And we need to screw him up. We need to get on his
I personally disagree with you, Michael, and I appreciate your call. He's doing this because they're drowning. And he knows Ron Paul has a massive following on the Internet and in the real world, brick and mortar, and he knows it's the hottest thing, number one Internet search term, and he's trying to get all of you stirred up like a bunch of bumblebees to go give him a bunch of attention and talk trash about him all over the web. If you do that, and I'm getting a lot of calls and emails about Mark Levin, he wins. He gets talked about, the failure that he is. He wins. Now, if you ignore him, he will destroy himself. I mean, he's not stupid. He knows it's going to hurt him with his base of conservative listeners that he's still got left. That Ron Paul's winning the culture war. The conservatives are finding out how they've been betrayed. So if it's contained to only his show, he'll blow out 20-30% of his audience that he had left. But if he tricks you into talking about him, everybody will tune in and he'll get a buzz on the web. So, please, some wash-up nobody. Who cares? Look, let me tell you a secret of why I have a lot of listeners. It's not just a dynamic show. It's not just that I tell it like it is, and I'm not even really that good of a talk show host, but it's real. And I've got a good grasp of history and a lot of issues, and people checked into that. And so, you know, it's also somewhat informative, and we have a lot of great guests on. And we have news websites and films that go with it, so it's multifaceted. There's a lot of synergy there. But more than that, over the years, I was attacked by every Patriot host. They instinctively were jealous, envious, as I was rising, and they would attack me. They'd never really been radio trained. They'd never studied the industry. They didn't know how media worked. I had. And I knew from old-timers, from just local radio wars, when the other talk show host attacks you, it's because you've got higher ratings and he wants you to talk about him. Hosts who are bigger than the other never attack the other one. So I was taught by the old radio guys, I mean, people who were doing, one old guy lived around here who I first worked with, and he left the station when I first got started. Sharkman had been nationwide, you know, rock and roll DJ. I mean, he'd interviewed everybody in studio, Led Zeppelin, Metallica, The Who. And he said, listen, when they're all attacking you, that's good. You don't respond to them. Let them give their audience to you. And then you don't respond, and it's a one-way deal. And, I mean, that's a 101 thing. So when all these big talk show hosts, first in the Patriot Movement, everywhere else, lied about me, attacked me, that's what's so funny. I even tell them on air. But they're so primitive and dumb, they still can't figure it out. They still can't figure out that, like, I love the website saying I'm a Scientologist at 55 years old. I'm not. Don't know any Scientologists. Never been to a Scientologist meeting. When they get up and say I'm a top Catholic assassin, I just laugh. It's not true. I'm not a Catholic. My whole family's Protestant. It's funny. When they say I'm a Mossad agent, I got the ADL attacking me, folks. I'm not a Mossad agent. No connection to Mossad. Again, it's funny. Now, I'll mention the specific attacks. I mean, I'll mention what people are saying. I won't say their name or who they are, what they're doing, because all they do is go out there and literally advertise Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And when I talk about it, it enrages them more, and they do it more. Oh, they're so stupid. Oh, man. So listen, I see Neil Bortz is on the same level as I am, okay? And he sees me as bigger. That's why he attacks me every day. And it's because Neil's a smart guy. He knows how to look at web ratings and radio ratings and things like that. And I'm well known in the industry, and he's been in talk radio for 25, 30 years. I think it's 30. And so now at that level, I'll go ahead and engage with him. It's like when the Houston Chronicle attacks me or the New York Times attacks me, or tonight you're going to see a two-hour special. Lord knows it's going to be it's Hearst Publishing, horrible, vicious hit piece on the History Channel. And we're going to, I guess I'm going to stay up later tonight. The rest of my crew is too exhausted. I'm not going to let them. We're going to try to tape it, get excerpts up by late tonight to analyze it, and then reports up in the morning from Paul Watson and Steve Watson. But I will respond to that because, see, that's bigger than us. We only fight Goliaths, folks. We don't fight little people. And if I spent all day just responding and dealing with these COINTELPRO ops, most of them aren't, though. Most of them are just schizophrenics. Or a lot of them are on these little holier-than-now. You can watch clips of them on the web, people that say I'm this or say I'm that. They always have glassy eyes, and they're feeling real good. They're on little power trips. It's just thank God my ancestors were made of stone and iron, folks, because I am a modern fat weakling. But just the shadow that I am of my ancestors, I'm a shadow of what they were. And we're talking Andrew Jackson type people. I am just a shadow of them, but my shadow is so much stronger than most people. You know, a lot of people out there are shadows too, but they're shadows of shadows. I'm a shadow of real people that came before me. It's in my blood. It's in my guts. And I love being attacked. I love the enemy shooting arrows at me. It means I'm doing my job. I've already digressed. I want to go to your calls. See, I don't want to talk about... Look, I'm not mad at you, Mike, and I understand you're mad. Don't let this Levin guy pull your chain. For heaven's sakes, do not talk about him. Do not respond to him. He is a nothing. He is nobody. What you do is you call into the shows and you pick fights with them about Ron Paul. But you limit it to that. And you call into other shows and pick fights with them about PrisonPlanet.com. And then you make them talk about us and not the other way around, okay? It's one way. They give us everything, we give them nothing, okay? That's how that works. They give us everything, we give them nothing. That's what Sharkman taught me. They give us everything. We give them nothing. That's how this works, folks. That's how you win against the enemy. And believe me, they're tearing their hair out right now. Fox News, all of them, Limbaugh, they can't sell their bull anymore. They are on fire, literally spinning downwards into a crash. There's no, nothing can save them. Not new terror attacks, nothing. Okay, they blew it. They're shot. They're done. And they're just now starting to figure it out. So when an animal, you know, I mean, let's say you're hunting mountain lions, you shoot a mountain lion. Not that I've done this, I've just read accounts of it. When you shoot it and you're not sure it's dead, you don't run up on it. You let it go, be comfortable, and bleed to death. And just so when they're flailing and scratching and grabbing, stand back. Let them go bleed out over the hill for 30 minutes an hour. Pull the sandwich out of your coat and eat it. Pull your pipe out and smoke a bowl of tobacco. God, I'm having lustful visions of what I'd like to be doing. All right, we're going to be right back. The Simple Pleasures, a bologna and cheese sandwich in a deer stand and a bowl of tobacco. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, let's move quick and get to your calls. Tim in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thanks for taking the call and all you've done for the resistance. How you doing today?
Good, my friend. Thank you.
Say, you have had some, you've had Bob Dacey and Mr. Corsi on. The one thing that kind of enlightened me, which I've got into, is this new transportation. Well, I shouldn't say new, but I noticed the Transportation Finance P3 conference coming up down in the at the Buttes, a Marriott Resort in Tempe, Arizona, this October 18th and 19th. Have you heard much about this?
Yes, I have. They had basically a sister conference. There's a lot of these here in Austin a few weeks ago, and that's the one that Bob and Kelly went to, and there they were saying, we got to keep this secret from the public. I mean, you go to the meetings, and they're saying that.
The one thing that I noticed was real interesting is at 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., I see that Stephen Parch with Babcock and Brown, and that's not a new name in the household, I see that as factors such as energy, the economy, and resistance to taxation undercut traditional revenue sources, policymakers are intensifying their interest in non-traditional funding options.
That's right. I mean, if you read the policy reports from the SPP, from the CFR, from the different working groups, they're going to put transponders in all the inspection stickers continent-wide and taxes to drive down every major road. That's been in probably, no exaggeration, 300 mainstream articles I've seen the last decade. Industry documents, I mean, that's what they're doing. And I heard KLBJ Radio Saturday night with the state on there on the news section saying, oh, don't worry, all the new toll roads, you won't see toll road boxes, we're not going to make you stop, you're going to have a little chip that taxes you. Well, of course, it was in the last two legislatures in the bills. I mean, it's happening, and you try to tell the general public and they're starting to wake up.
Well, and you see Schwarzenegger up there with Campbell doing the hydrogen highway up in Canada without even any federal government policymakers interacting.
And now he's got Bloomberg signing on, and then he says, oh, I want a tracker chip tax in New York. See, they're making their move, man.
You know, the last thing, too, last month I see in the Canadian press, as you were mentioning, the agreement will help set part of the agenda for the summit in Montebello next month between the leaders of the three countries. The partnership was billed as the first ever trilateral. But one thing that I noticed in here, Alex, let's see here. It says here, the government will introduce measures next year to convince Canadians to unplug their microwaves and television sets, an effort that could generate enough saved energy to power 400,000 homes.
And then what they're going to do is with that savings just raise prices. But let me explain. That's called ritualization or habitualization. And they've written books about this. Recycling's fine. It's good. The problem is that they only do it to habitualize you so that something you do every day will then create perceived value in your head to sell you on a new culture and then all the new taxes and the bad things that they want to do. They also want to set the precedent. They want to set the precedent to make you have a certain type of toilet or make you have a certain type of light bulb or make you get inspections or put taxes on you if you have more than one child. See, it leads, and they're now announcing that, to all of these new things. That's the problem with this. So when they try to have you unplug your cell phone or unplug your microwave or do all of this, they're getting you to habitualize them directing you.
Absolutely, Alex, and so many people are going to buy into it. You know, you see it straight across the board. We don't have but a small fragment out there that's going to go ahead and put up a fight about this. Say one thing, if I might ask you, on this P3, obviously people, prosperity, and the planet, is there any other websites or anywhere that, you know, I've tried to get, you know, some of the information about this P3. Can you give me a little more background?
Well, I was just talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. But specifically, stay there briefly. Let me talk to you in the break and find out specifically what you want.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.